Now, if you're listening to the music show in the morning rather than the repeat, and you're anywhere near Darwin, you have the opportunity to get along to a concert tonight, because the Darwin Symphony Orchestra is performing with its chief conductor, Matthew Wood, four world premieres, count them. They're by Ross Edwards, Ian Grandage, Lachlan Skipworth and Cat McGuffey. And we'll be talking in a moment to Cat McGuffey and also to Matthew Wood about this programme, which is a commemoration of Cyclone Tracy, which hit Darwin on Christmas Day 1974. The Darwin Symphony Orchestra is a special orchestra, and Cat McGuffey is not just a composer, she is also a documentary maker. And before we talk to Cat and Matthew, let's listen to a little bit of a documentary she made for the 25th anniversary of the Darwin Symphony Orchestra.
How would you describe Darwin to someone who's never been?
Magic.
Just great. It's a place of opportunity, this is.
But it's lovely here. Probably the friendliest city in Australia. I've lived in a few cities in Australia and this is probably the friendliest. So that's what I like about it. It's tropical, warm, friendly people.
We're a little city with big ideas.
Very relaxed.
Oh, pretty easygoing. You know, it's not high-powered.
Kind of place where you don't need to give your last name.
My parents arrived in 1976 on a sailboat. My dad's a Yank and my mum's from Melbourne, and they met in the Pacific somewhere. They pulled up in Darwin for, I don't know, a year or two, and they never left. I really love coming here to the market. I grew up just down the street there in Perap. The market has always been tasted like home, you know?
A little bit of chilli. Coriander, please.
Thank you. Like everyone up here, you all start with 100 points. You get involved, you know. People, they involve everyone.
Tell me about this starting with 100 points.
Well, that's how people are taken here. You all, g'day mate, how you going? You all get a free ride. You get a free chance. You can lose your points quickly. Don't worry about that. But yes, you all start with 100 points. Even you.
Have you heard of the Darwin Symphony Orchestra?
I have. I've been and seen them. But you can play music on anything here in the Territory and you will be appreciated. At the moment, we've got a young fella here playing some music in the alleyway here. It looks like a Weber.
From a musical barbecue to Danse Macabre of Saint-Saëns, played by the Darwin Symphony Orchestra, that was a little bit of the documentary that Cat McGuffey made for the 25th anniversary of the orchestra, and we'll put a podcast of that that you can listen to on the music show's website. Cat McGuffey is in our Melbourne studio, and in our Darwin studio, suitably enough, is the conductor of the Darwin Symphony Orchestra, and that's Matthew Wood. Welcome both of you to the show.
Hello.
Matthew, let's start with you, and let's start with the orchestra. It's a community orchestra. What does that mean?
Well, it is a community orchestra. It's an orchestra that is made up, and it's of and for the people of Darwin and the Northern Territory. But our musicians are also supported by professional musicians who come to Darwin to support us in our numerous projects throughout the year. But the majority of the orchestra is made up of musicians from the Darwin community.
So when you say professional musicians, I know you have the excellent Véronique Serré, who is playing, who's your concertmaster. How many of the other players would be professionals?
So it varies from concert to concert, and also Darwin is still quite transient, is a quite a transient place. So it does depend on which concert it is and which musicians we have here in the community. But it's roughly around about 10 musicians that we may bring in to support us for each concert.
And you're playing tonight at the Darwin Convention Centre, but you don't always play in concert halls.
No, this, our identity as such has been built on a tradition of not playing in concert halls, but rather playing in very inventive and remote and unique places. There's a quite a famous concert that this this orchestra did, where it started this reputation, I suppose, playing on Catherine Gorge. The orchestra recently became the first symphony orchestra to perform at Uluru. That was 3 years ago. We've just returned from a tour to Nhulunbuy, where we took French Romantic opera and performed it at the invitation of the people of Nhulunbuy and Gukla on the Gama festival site. And we've also played on floating barges in Darwin Harbour and other unique places as well. So in that way, we may be the reverse of some other orchestras.
But you do occasionally play indoors.
We certainly do, yeah, But yes, we have a master series which is indoors.
It's a very expansive view of the phrase community orchestra, though, isn't it? I mean, your community is in a sense pretty much the whole of the territory.
It is. We try to stay connected to all of the territory and the people of the Northern Territory. And of course, as you can imagine, it's an enormous undertaking. The sheer size of it is staggering. And I mean, I came and I still go back to the United Kingdom, where I work for half of my life and the rest of the other half is here. And I'm always staggered to think that you can fit six United Kingdoms into the Northern Territory alone. So then it puts it into context. And so we're very lucky to have the support of many people that allow us to tour quite regularly, at least once every 2 years throughout the Northern Territory is our aim at the moment.
The other thing that you have done a lot of, the Darwin Symphony Orchestra, is commissioning new music. And obviously, I mean, tonight, four world premieres, that's perhaps a rather extreme version of it. But this has been a tradition that goes back to the beginning, hasn't it? I mean, a long association with Peter Sculthorpe, Ross Edwards, one of the composers tonight, and just the other day, the world premiere of Elena Katachernin's Flute Concerto. So could you talk a little bit, before we talk about the Cyclone Tracy project, talk about, in general terms, about commissioning?
Yes, well, I think that generally composers have been drawn here as well. And of course, people like Peter and Ross and other numerous composers having such strong affinity with landscape and place and identity, an Australian identity, and of course for Peter as well, just a stone's throw away in regards to Indonesia and the music of Bali, then, you know, people gravitate towards this place as well. And we're very lucky to be a symphony orchestra smack bang in the middle of this iconic Australian landscape. And therefore, you know, being able to play this music, the music of the land in which we're in the middle of, I think has contributed to the orchestra being both devoted to commissioning, but also extremely excited whenever that opportunity comes up and embracing it.
So what was the genesis of the Cyclone Tracy project?
Well, it is 40 years this year, so we were wanting to do a commemorative project on Cyclone Tracy for the people of Darwin. And originally we thought of creating a three-movement work, which basically just describes the path and journey of Tracy in a very basic sort of before, during and after style three movement work. We then decided to add a fourth movement because I think what is quite beautiful today is also to think about the wonderful resilience of the people of Darwin to have a reflective last movement that sort of celebrates that resilience and that unique can-do attitude which sort of permeates society up here. So it eventually morphed itself into four movements, and we have engaged also a local choreographer called Gary Lang and his Northern Territory Dance Company to choreograph this to original dance as well. So
that's a big enterprise then.
It was a big enterprise, but extremely worthwhile doing. We're wrapped with it. We can't wait for this evening.
So the movements are Ross Edwards and Ominous Calm, Ian Grandage, Heart of Darkness, Lachlan Skipworth, Aftermath, and to celebrate the can-do nature of Darwin now, the can-do composer Kat McGuffey. Kat, you're a Darwin girl.
I am. I don't remember life before Darwin. I moved there when I was in nappies.
Right. And you spent how long there?
All of the time that you become, you know, from that to when I became an adult. I'm still working on that. But yeah, I left to do year 12, actually, because I was my parents were moving to Catherine, and Catherine High didn't have the music program that I needed at the time. So
has it changed a great deal since those days?
Well, look, in some ways it really has, in that it has a city skyline now, and I was just so shocked about that. And it's it's just, you know, every time I go back, there's apartments that seem to have grown overnight, a bit like the mold in the wet season. It's just bursting with energy and developing so fast. But in essence, it hasn't changed at all. It's full of optimism and this idea that if you want something done, you've got to do it yourself because there's no one around to help. You're so isolated in Darwin, and just this optimism. And, you know, there's still no rush hour like you get in other cities, even though it is becoming, well, I don't know that you call it a big city yet, but it's much bigger than when I was a little tacker. And the only rush hour really is sort of when the sun's setting and everyone takes to the beaches to try and calm down.
Yes, and you've got the sound of the night markets, among other sounds, in your piece.
Yeah, I think what's so unique about Darwin, and, you know, I didn't really realise it was such a unique place until I left, because I didn't know anything else. And I had such intense culture shock when I moved down south, which for Darwin is just anywhere other than Darwin. Of course, our collective name for all the eastern states. And just realising all the things that I hadn't experienced, you know, the four seasons, getting used to that rhythm, and wearing shoes and some of these sorts of things. Yeah.
and just quickly, being asked to write about Darwin now, was that in a sense a coming full circle? I mean, did you relish that opportunity to engage with the Darwin you'd left behind?
I had mixed feelings about it, actually, simply because I think whilst a lot of the people in the audience may not have experienced Tracy, and so they may not have an opinion about how programmatic that piece, you know, whether it captured what Tracy was really like, I think almost everyone there would have their own opinion about what Darwin is like now.
Yes.
And so that's where I really had to break it down and think, you know, what is the essence of the territory? And I think that optimism that we keep talking about, and clearly, you know, what the orchestra has done, not just this year with six world premieres, but going to Uluru and all the other extraordinary things they do, they're so ambitious and optimistic. It's incredible. So I wanted to put that into the music, but also the fact that with Darwin, there's no distinguishing between outdoors and indoors. There's no privacy. Still now, even as a contemporary city, because you have the louvers open, the sounds of the neighbours, the birds that interrupt the TV you're watching or the concert you're at, the squabbling bats, all of that, I mean, you could hear on the doco, it's a noisy place. And so I've actually put a few birds into the piece as well that maybe interrupt the music a bit.
Hard to resist, isn't it?
Yes.
Kat McGuffey, thank you very much for talking to me on today's music show. And Matthew Wood, thank you very much. Break a leg tonight. The concert is at the Darwin Convention Centre. Also on the programme, Alex Rainery playing the Grieg Piano Concerto. If you're not in Darwin but happen to be in Melbourne, by sheer chance, you can hear Elena Katschernin's Flute Concerto, Night and Now, which was commissioned by and premiered by the Darwin Symphony Orchestra. It's being done tonight at Xavier College in Kew. And Sally Walker is the soloist. The Zelman Memorial Symphony Orchestra is playing it on this occasion.